poll, Trump's support among Hispanics soars amid fight for border wall. By John Binder on January 18, 2019. President Trump's support among Hispanic American voters has soared as he is refusing to buckle to pressure from Republicans and Democrats to reopen the federal government without funding for his proposed wall along the United States-Mexico border. In the latest NPR/Marist/PBS poll, about 50% of Hispanic American voters this month said they approve of the job Trump is doing in the middle of the government shutdown. This is a 19 percentage point increase from last month, when only about 31% of Hispanic voters said they approved of Trump. The poll revealed that since the start of the shutdown, Trump's approval has barely changed among nearly all demographic groups. For example, Trump's approval, since doubling down on obtaining border wall funding with swing voters, has hardly moved, with about 37-38% approving of the job he is doing between December 2018 and January 2019. The data does suggest Trump could be losing ground with white American voters for the administration's lack of progress on the issue of immigration. Last month, about 50% of white voters said they approved of Trump. This month, only about 40% of white voters said they approved. In the meantime, support for Trump's proposed border wall has skyrocketed in popularity with swing voters, as Breitbart News reported. This time last year, an ABC News/Washington Post poll found that only 34% of voters supported a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Today, support for the wall has climbed to 42% overall. Most notable, about 40% of swing voters now say they support a border wall. This is a 10 percentage point increase in support for the wall among swing voters since last year. Currently, the federal government has remained partially shut down as House Democrats block any funding for physical barriers at the U.S.-Mexico border. A handful of Senate Republicans crafted a plan to give amnesty to illegal aliens that ultimately failed to gain traction. Border crossings in November 2018, the last month from which data is available, hit close to 52,000, marking the highest level of illegal immigration in the month of November since 2006. Projections indicate that illegal immigration for next year will reach 600,000 border crossings, the highest level of illegal immigration in more than a decade. Meanwhile, drug overdoses in 2017 killed an unprecedented 72,287 U.S. residents, nearly three times the number of individuals killed by global terrorism. Nearly 50,000 of those deadly overdoses were caused by either heroin or fentanyl.